Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Billionaire Elon Musk appeared on the new Stephen Colbert CBS Late Show this week, discussing current ventures, which led into talk of mankind's potential future on Mars. He described at first that humans would have to live in clear domes, but eventually, life outside in the Mars atmosphere could be made habitable through processes of terraforming it into a Earth-like planet. When Colbert asked how, he said, "You would warm it up." According to Musk, there are two ways to achieve this, the fast way and the slow way. The fast way is to drop thermonuclear weapons over the poles. The slow way, he says, would be to release greenhouse gases like we're doing on Earth. He suggested that we could do this by transporting some of Earth's own pre-existing greenhouse gases. What do you think of Musk's bold proposals? Do you see any issues in the Mars terraforming debate? An Israeli company has developed a low-cost consumer spectrometer, alleging to measure the molecular makeup of everyday objects in our world. The device, dubbed SCIO, is a non-intrusive, no-touch optical sensor that provides a seamless user experience. It pairs with a smartphone or mobile device using Bluetooth to provide instant, affordable analysis of objects such as food, plants, medication, fuels, and plastics. The development of the device was made possible through a Kickstarter campaign, which landed the company a cool $2.7 million, funded by almost 13,000 backers. While it's not meant to replace mass spectrometers for industrial purposes, it certainly beats paying thousands of dollars if you're interested in its many everyday applications. When SCIO hits the market, every user will be able to help expand the database by sampling an array of plants, pharmaceuticals, and raw foods, making the device smarter for everyone. What do you think about this new product? Are we one step closer to ideas imagined in science fiction?
Want to lose weight? Then turn your body into a furnace that literally melts the fat away. That's exactly what Thermometer does. Thermometer is uniquely formulated with patented ingredients like bitter orange, brown seaweed, and decaffeinated green tea. Their combined thermogenic properties boost up your metabolism and turn up the heat in your body so you melt the fat away without any jittery side effects. Thermometer is not available in stores. It's only available to listeners of this station. We're giving away 100 free bottles right now to anyone who enrolls in our special trial offer. Call now for your risk-free trial offer. 800-710-3720. 800-710-3720. 800-710-3720. One more time, 800-710-3720.
Tomorrow will mark the 63rd anniversary of one of the most famous and published alleged close encounter incidents from the 1950s. It occurred in the town of Flatwoods, Braxton County, West Virginia. On September 12, 1952, Fred and Eddie May were playing with the neighbor in a wooded hilltop near G.B. Fisher's property when they saw a bright object moving in the sky and noticed that it appeared to land. The three boys went back to the May's house and told Mrs. May what they saw. She then led the three boys towards where they thought the object in the sky may have landed. A few other boys also joined the group, and when they got to the landing site, they observed a mist and noticed an overpowering burning smell, and some began to feel sick while observing a burning sensation in their nostrils. Gene Lemon, a teenage member of the West Virginia National Guard, entered the forested area and, upon noticing what looked like lights in a tree, shone his flashlight in the tree and was suddenly confronted with what was described as a 10-foot monster with a green body and a pure red face. As the group took off in a frenzy, Mrs. May fell to the ground, and once they returned, some began to vomit and feel very ill. Later that night, police investigators returned to the site and only observed the strange smell, but nothing else. And during the same night, there were numerous reports of fireballs over the Baltimore, Maryland area, and the objects were thought to have been moving over West Virginia as well. As the days and months progressed, differing theories continued to surface as to what the monster could have really been. One theory even suggested that the group may have been a part of the early 1950s CIA experiments called MKUltra, in which people were subjected to altered mental states by various means, including mind control and LSD. Inevitably, we may never know what was really observed that night in Braxton County, and we certainly can discuss our theories at darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft, Dark Matter News.